Oklahoma lawmakers want the Department of Public Safety to spend $300,000 to try out a marijuana breathalyzer test. The money would go to Oakland, California-based Hound Labs. Rep. Scott Fettgatter says he read about the company in the news, and while he doesn't know what their profit margin on the test is, they're trying to catch on in as many states as possible.
And so they were very willing to come down on some of their pricing on the cartridges and different things to make it economically feasible for us to do.
Tests are expected to be available late this year. The company claims they can detect marijuana use causing impairment rather than past use, but testing in Oklahoma will be only a pilot program until its accuracy can be confirmed. Rep. Ross Ford was asked whether that means people can refuse to take one.
But as long as it's a pilot program, it's not going to be used in court of law. It would be my opinion that it would be a volunteer program up until the point that it becomes, you know, that data becomes sufficient enough for us to be able to come back in and change the laws.
Supporters say law enforcement will be encouraged to call a ride or find other help for people who test over the limit. Fettgatter says they're going out of state because the State Board of Tests reportedly declined to be involved in the breathalyzer's development. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.